Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Western New York race fans, it's time to crank it up.
Start your engine!
For the next hour, the airwaves belong to you. Sit down, strap in, and let's head to WGR's Fast Track.
All right, take a nice big deep breath, buddy.
With your host.
Let's go out there and have a good day, all right, bud?
Dave Buchanan.
Welcome to what has become now a tradition, I guess, the fourth time we've done it, second year in a row. We are live from Watkins Glen for the GoBowling.com at the Glen here today at Watkins Glen International. We are coming to you live from the Media Center. We'll be live for the next 2 hours and got a fantastic show lined up for you. Coming up in the next 2 hours, you're going to hear from Cup Series drivers Eric Almirola, Eric Jones, and Alex Bowman. We're going to have Jeff Striegel from the Motor Racing Network, but got a special guest here right off the top, and you meet a lot of cool people on social media, and you just find you have connections with people, and maybe this is the first time I've met this gentleman in person, but we talk on Twitter and stuff all the time, and he's been on the show in the past. But you just meet cool people with common interests, and one of those people is Brent Wentz from Penske Racing, and he is the car chief on the 22 car in the Xfinity Series. He's also spotting for Ryan Blaney today. Brent, how you doing, my man?
Oh, really good. We had a little trouble getting in today, or maybe the Watkins Glen's getting the fans a little bit ready for the road course racing. There's a lot of twists and turns and a couple back markers out there, but we made it in.
Do you have to go through the three wide pylons there coming down the road?
Yeah, they come down three wide, down to one wide pretty quick. So you got to have good lane choice to get in.
Well, Brent again works for Penske Racing and is a car chief for the 12 team this year. He's a former championship winning car chief, by the way. You guys won some owners championships in the Xfinity Series. Real quick, for the folks that don't know what a car chief does on a race day, what is some of your duties with the 12 team?
Throughout the week, we build the cars, maintain the cars, set up the cars. With being a part-time team, we don't really have too many full-time employees on that car. We kind of gather the troops from the shop and. Mm-hmm. Come the race weekend, we have a full group, but the weeks are a little bit tougher than having a full-time crew because you're kind of just mixing and matching. But yesterday was a good day. We got to play in the rain. We got to, it was a little bit of a mess, you know. But first time, really, we raced in Mid-Ohio in the rain a couple years ago, but this was a pop-up shower. That was a full day of rain. So
it was, was this the first time you kind of had to go put the wet tires on, but then have to take them back off?
Yeah. And we did it 1 year in Road America. Also, we put rains on to put the slicks back on. Mm-hmm. But yesterday it was just 30-minute quick shower and put the slicks back on. And I think our strategy worked out well. We put the slicks on before anybody else and got our track position back. And the late race cautions didn't play in our favor. And Joey had a great restart there at the end and got us, and we tried our best to get back, but it just didn't play out.
You, with that team, of course, with the Penske Racing Xfinity Rides, it's kind of just a mix of drivers. You got Brad, you got Joey, you've got some of the development drivers that are in and out of the car. What's it like having to work with all those different guys?
Yeah, the last 4 years I was on the 22 and was fortunate enough to work with dozens of drivers, from Alex Tagliani to Sam Hornish to Ryan Blaney to Keselowski, Joey, having those guys in your car is a complete advantage in that series. Everybody knows that. Mm-hmm. So, but to win with all those guys is even a greater accomplishment.
Yeah. And you won an owner's championship because you don't get the chance for the driver's championship, but since you've got such top flight drivers and when you run the full season, you guys won that some owner's championships.
Yeah, we won 2015-2017 championships. That's what we race for.
Yep.
We go out there, we want to win. That's our main goal. If we don't win, it's kind of a fluke for the weekend. So we go for the owner's championship. Yeah,
sure.
Not a lot of people know it, but the 22 and the 18, the last couple of years, it's been a battle. Those two cars, because you have prime drivers in both cars. And, we set our goal in the beginning of the year. That's what we want to win. Mm. So we don't have a chance at the drivers. But this year with Austin Cindric driving three different cars or three different teams, we still have a little hand and card in the game, you know, with him. So we have to perform with him because he has a chance for the Drivers' Championship.
And I got to ask you, what is it like working for the captain, Roger Penske?
It's probably one of the greater accomplishments in my life.
Sure.
I've worked for a lot of teams, had a lot of success, won a lot of big races, but I think as an owner, he recognizes what you do, appreciates what you do, knows your name, knows your family members' names, and is appreciative to the work you put in. We do have a lot of long hours, but we don't complain about that. We know what we're getting into.
Sure.
So to have a guy like him that comes around and gives you a little pat on the back and is appreciative to what you do for him as what he does for us is a great combination.
Brent Wentz from Penske Racing joining us here on WGR's Fast Track live from Watkins Glen International. Now, I said off the top here, get to know Brent through Twitter because a common interest, and that common interest is modified racing because this is kind of like a home track for you here in Pocono because you grew up at the modified tracks here in eastern Pennsylvania.
Yeah. Yeah. Since I was 5 years old, my father, my brother, and even I've sat behind the wheel of a modified. So anytime we get to come to New York or Pennsylvania, we even Dover, you know, try to get to a modified race. And we did last night at Chemung. Our driver for our Wentz Racing 72 car is Austin Koshnash, and he also has his own car in the ROC series.
Yep.
So it was nice to come, you know, see Eric Beers, Austin,
yep,
you know, Darrell Lewis, Brian Sherwood, Kyle Ebersol. You know, we know a lot of people, so it's cool to get up there and mingle with them guys when you have a chance.
So, like, Mahoning Valley, what, Evergreen, some of the...
My dad raced Mahoning, Evergreen, Flemington, the old Shangri-La, Tioga, Shangri-La 2, Wall Stadium, all up and down the East Coast, a lot of tracks.
And then Matt's your brother, right?
Yes, Matt's my brother.
I remember when Matt used to run with us on the ROC series, you guys had that big hauler come in, but you guys always had really great-looking equipment.
Yeah, we, it's, you know... Sometimes business takes over, you know, the racing sometimes. You get a lot of involved in the racing and you forget about the, you know, the real aspect. So we took a little time off and gathered my dad's business back up. It wasn't doing bad, but it's flourishing like no other, you know. And my brother races a little bit here and there, modifies late models, you know. So, you know, I used to race, but the time is just come to just... quit and just watch.
Well, part of the fun of, well, maybe not fun for you, but part of the experience of Watkins Glen, of course, road course spread out, the cup drivers, they need more than one spotter. So this is one of the weekends where you get roped into some other duties. You're going to be spotting for Ryan Blaney today in the cup race. Where are you going to be spotting from today?
I'll be down the bus stop, chicane down the back straightaway there. A lot of action down there.
Yeah.
You can tell who's got the advantage and who doesn't just by watching cars go through there during practice. But, no, it's cool. We, different aspect, a different, different duty for the day. But
yeah.
I like it because it changes the, changes the aspect of your job to do other things. And I've done it for quite a while. I've done some modified races this year with Timmy Salamito. I've done, it's cool just to do it. And they ask, and we want to do it within the company. So
sure.
It's easier just to have somebody that's available that's already here.
I couldn't spot because I'm a race announcer, so I would like start screaming on the radio and probably tick the driver off if I started screaming.
Turn into an MRN radio broadcast.
that'd be the dream someday, brother.
Yeah.
But you're spotting for Ryan starting 11th today, and you got Joey and Brad. Joey's rolling off 6 day. Brad starting 18th. Obviously, you're not turning the wrenches on the Penske cars, but from what your colleagues are telling you, how's the Penske operation shaping up for today?
I think today these kind of races are a little bit about surviving till the end.
Yeah.
You got to have a fast car, obviously, but if you look at the rundown of the lineup, there's a lot of fast cars outside the top 15.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got your Kevin Harvicks and you got people like that. Or, you know, they're in the back, you know, towards the middle. But as the race plays on, you know, you got Kurt Busch, you got a lot of people outside the top 15. So it'll be an interesting race. Strategy plays a big part of it. You got to come up with a strategy, stick to your guns, and hopefully it all works out in the end.
And obviously it's stinking hot here today, so it's going to be a lot of slipping and sliding. It's going to get some elbows up today, it looks like, out there.
Those drivers, if you take the time to watch them up through the S's, through the bus stop, through the carousel, those guys are wheeling them things. And sometimes they're not even on four tires. You know, they're just they're jumping curbs. And they're, you know, I used to watch Marcus Ambrose here, and I was amazed that the car didn't fall apart, you know, because he'd run that thing so hard.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you know the cars and you know the pieces that are holding them together, you wouldn't think that some of these things would last the whole race. You know?
It's always the slow-mo shots, especially maybe more at Sonoma than here, but they get those slow-mo shots on TV of them coming off those curbs, and it's 2-3 tires off the ground sometimes. It's crazy.
Oh, yeah. The one turn at Sonoma makes for good pictures. You know, you have all 4 tires off the ground. A lot of them drivers like those pictures. They hang them on their walls or their screensavers on their computers. You know, maybe they just do it just to get the picture. I'm not sure. I'm not sure it's the fastest way around sometimes, but it makes for a good photo op.
Brent, once again, joining us here from Penske Racing. And the other cool thing about Brent, not only is he a modified guy, which makes him cool on my list, of course, and working with Penske Racing, you have a nice side hustle, and it is the neatest thing. You've become a dealer in retro and vintage racing merchandise, especially T-shirts. Yeah. How did you get started in this? Because you have an eBay store now.
Yeah, I have an eBay store. I have a GoDaddy website. I collect antiques, you know, like throughout my childhood, my grandfather and my mom, you know, they always collected antiques. So I was always into automobilia, gas signs, gas pumps, you know, oil signs, things like that. Well, I had a couple old racing stuff, you know, T-shirts and hats laying around one day in a box.
Mm-hmm.
Ryan Blaney comes to my shop and he's looking at this box and he's like, what's in this box? I'm like, oh, just old junk, you know. And he starts going through it. There's Troyer T-shirts. There's things like that. And he's like, can I just – what are you doing with it? I'm like, oh, it's just – he's like, can I buy it? And I said, sure. And then I was like, well, I just – that was it. I was like, well, I can turn this into a business. Ryan Blaney wants some of this stuff, junky stuff in a box.
Yeah.
So, I mean, got a lot of cool – met a lot of cool people through it, you know, like – Dale Jr., Landon Castle, Ricky Stenhouse, Ryan Blaney, you know, a lot of local guys down south. A lot of people come over to my house, and it's nice to have them out of their element. You know,
Sure. Like
you don't get to sit down and talk with them people in a regular setting because, you know, unfortunately they live different lives because there's always people that know them, and you really just can't have conversations. So to have those people buying stuff for me and have the same interest is kind of neat and develop some good relationships through it.
But now you go hunting for it, right? You go to like thrift shops and everything?
Yeah, I go Craigslist, OfferUp, I go to, you know, antique stores. I go the other week I went to this older lady's house in Mooresville, North Carolina. Her husband had passed away years ago.
Uh-huh.
He was in racing in the 70s, 80s, 90s, and she had a closet full of stuff. And she's like, yeah, just come over. And I was rifling through this lady's closet. I was grabbing old Levi Garrett uniforms. I'm just like, you know, I just like pickers. You know, you're digging through somebody's stuff and they're letting you. So it's kind of neat.
It's cool stuff. You get old vintage cup shirts, but you sometimes get some Modify stuff like Richie Evans memorabilia, which is always awesome to see. Sprint car stuff. You got where can people want to check this out? What's the address for the site or your eBay store?
You can go to Days Gone By Vintage Apparel at GoDaddySites.com. My eBay listing is Days Gone By. It's DAYZ Gone By. You know, because I put the days with the Z because my last name is Wentz, so I have a Z on the end. It's kind of a thing. But, if they want to go check it out, it's cool. You know, Dale Jr. kind of promoted it a little bit last week.
Yeah.
And, sometimes with eBay, you lose your butt sometimes on a couple things that you wish you wouldn't have put on there and it sold for, but that's a chance you got to take. So it's definitely a cool side gig. It's not pressure packed.
Right.
I just do it as on my own will.
Yeah.
You know? And so, but it's neat. Some of the things I wish I could wear.
Yeah,
you know?
That's the problem. All that stuff seems so tight fitting back in the
day. I'm not sure when the extra larges turned to mediums or mediums turned to extra large. Somewhere maybe in the 90s.
Right?
I'm not sure, but man, some of them, an extra large. And then I go put it on and I'm like,
nope.
That is not flattering at all. I'm going to have to sell that.
I know. Yeah. Me and my dad bod just wouldn't agree with some of the vintage stuff. Because I love just looking at the pictures on your store. I'm a big Bill Elliott fan growing up. So anything, you know, with the number 9 Corse car or the Junior Johnson car, all that stuff is really awesome to look at.
And I mean, even, I forgot, Chase. I've worked with him and won championships with him in the Nationwide Series, Xfinity Series.
Yeah.
And he's bought a lot of Bill Elliott stuff. Mm-hmm. I actually have my backpack here today. I have a couple Bill Elliott shirts, a couple Dave Blaney shirts, a couple Dale Earnhardt Sr. shirts, and they're in Ziploc bags waiting for their rightful owners to take them today. So,
and that's part of the cool thing is guys like Chase and Junior and Blaney and Bubba. These guys, they have a great appreciation for the history, but and they just look cool wearing that old vintage stuff.
Yeah. If you, I always say, you know, Ryan has a. He was the first one, and he had a lot of my stuff he bought for me, and he's kind of one that, you know, I'll give him credit for tipping me off on the idea.
I have at home, my wife yells at me, you have too many t-shirts. So, but I have all these racing shirts just from working at Lancaster and with the Race of Champions and Oswego, and I've got three plastic tubs of just short track racing shirts. You don't want to you don't wear it, but you don't want to throw it away either.
A little sentimental value.
Right.
You know, you wish throughout the years that you kept a lot of the stuff that you threw away. I mean, I try to find local stuff from Mahoning Valley Speedway. Like, if anybody has, like last night we were at a Shamong and Ryan Flores, who actually works with me and also races the indoor.
Yeah, Skip
series.
Flores. Yep.
He had a Eric Beers shirt from the Flemington days.
Oh, wow.
You know, and he even took a picture. Like, we know Eric really well.
Yeah.
And we went down there and we took a picture
with
him.
He's a great guy.
And I said, well, how skinny were you when you drove that car? You know, and he's like, oh, bro, you know, but it's fun, like I said, to put the t-shirts and the people together.
Sure.
Sometimes it's really neat. I saw a lot of George Kent stuff at the auction last night for the Spalding Foundation. And, you know, anytime I can find anything local, I don't care if it's a small, extra, extra large, whatever, I buy it.
Yeah.
Because you'll never find it again. I found a Bob McCready.
Oh, wow.
Shirt.
Nice.
I have it on Twitter a couple days ago. A guy from maybe Watertown, New York had it, and it's just an old mud bus, and it's the coolest shirt. I didn't care what the price was.
Yeah.
I'd bought it because you'll never find it again.
Right. I know. That was like last night. They liked that we were at the Shamong Speedrome. They had a silent auction for charity. They had like Ted Christopher autograph stuff. And I'm glad I saved when Tony Stewart was supposed to run the Race of Champions at Oswego, but then Joe Gibbs wouldn't let him do it. They had a shirt because he and Teddy had gotten into it, and I still got the shirt of with Tony and Ted on the shirt, and I saved that.
I gave that shirt. It had the two cars on it, the 20 and the 13.
Yeah.
I think I gave that shirt to Tony Stewart.
Did you?
At the Chili Bowl 2 years ago.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm not sure what he did with it, but, you know, he's busy when he's there.
Right.
But I thought, you know, what a cool shirt. It, you know, unfortunately, Teddy passed away. It was before that. But, he's got that shirt. So,
well, man, like I said, you meet people on Twitter and you just have common interests. I don't get to travel the NASCAR circuit, so I don't get to meet all these people in person, but cool to meet you people on social media. But this is great. Thank you so much. I know it's a busy morning. You got to go get up in the spotter stand and sweat about 10 pounds today. But Brent, thank you so much for the time this morning.
Yeah, I appreciate it. You know, just coming up here and getting to know a lot of people within the racing world, you know, especially the Northeast where I grew up, meeting new people is always a cool thing. And I never back down to meeting, you know, people. And I try to talk to as many people as I can.
Yeah.
So if anybody ever wants to chat with me via social media or something like that, feel free. I enjoy talking to people.
Yeah, he's on Twitter, Brent_Wentz. Actually, I think I tweeted out the picture I took of Brent here. Yeah, so if you want to check my Twitter feed, I just tweeted out a picture of Brent, and that has his Twitter name, and that also gets you the link to his online store to check out some vintage merchandise. But Brent, again, thank you for the time. Good luck today with the 12 team, and good luck the rest of the year on the Xfinity Series.
Yes, sir, I appreciate it. Thank you for having me.
Brent Wentz from the Xfinity Series and Penske Racing Car Chief. Brent, you're free to go. I got to keep chatting here for a couple more minutes, but have a good day today. And, again, we're here live from Watkins Glen International. Coming up here on the program, we're going to go to Tuesday. Had a chance to chat with Eric Jones via phone, and he's coming off a really good weekend last weekend at Pocono with the Truck and Cup Series, and we talked a little about the racing today here at Watkins Glen International, and he is going to be rolling off today from the ninth starting position. You're going to hear from Eric in a little bit. Also, Eric Almirola on tape from Tuesday. He'll be in the 11 o'clock hour. And at 10:40 this morning, we're going to talk live with Alex Bowman. I'm going to get the escort over to his motor coach, and we're going to chat at 10:40. Alex, of course, driving the 88 car from Hendrick Motorsports. He rolls off 24th today. So right now, we're going to go back to Tuesday, and this is Joe Gibbs Racing driver Eric Jones, as he's just a couple days removed from racing a Pocono and getting ready to come to the Glen. So here's Eric Jones on WGR's Fast Track. Let's backtrack to last weekend at Pocono quickly. A really good weekend for you. Top five in the Cup race and a surprise second place finish in the truck race. And I mean a kind of a surprise because you didn't really expect going to Pocono to race in the trucks.
Yeah, no, I didn't expect to race the trucks, that's for sure. But Yeah, it was a fun weekend. I mean, the truck race was fun. I mean, I haven't raced a truck in quite a while now, and it was just cool to hop back in and work with a group of guys that I know really well and haven't worked with in a while. But yeah, the Cup car was really good. We qualified well, and you know, it just kept up front all day and raced really well. So we had a big improvement there from the spring race. I didn't feel like we were a very good car in the spring race. We were probably a 10th to 12th place car, and we came back, and I feel like we had a 3rd or 4th place car this time. So it was nice just to see that improvement. You know, as a team, you always want to get your stuff better, and, you know, we did a good job in between races, really working on our race cars and getting them where they needed to be for Pocono. And I think it showed as a group, all four of us were really fast, so that was pretty rewarding.
The truck deal, was that something you and Kyle had kind of talked about, or was it like as a plan B, maybe for a future plan, or was it just like they called up Saturday morning and said, hey, Noah's sick, can you drive? We're desperate.
I mean, we hadn't talked about it at all, actually. No? I didn't hear anything about it until Saturday after first practice in the Cup Series. They were asking if I'd be able to drive it, so I hopped over and made sure I could fit in it, and
yeah.
Told them if they need me, I'm here, and they told me after next practice I was going to be in it, so it was a really quick deal.
The Cup race on Sunday, you were right in there, right up until the end, finishing the top five, but definitely an exciting race. With all the cars that started in the back on Sunday, was the first opening laps or the first segment of that race, were you nervous about that, knowing there were so many cars and the fast cars in the back of the pack?
You know, I wasn't nervous about it, but I was just interested to see who was going to come through the field. I mean, obviously we knew Kyle and Harvick were probably going to come through there and make their way to the front, but I was also, like you said, there were some other good cars back there as well. I was wondering if they were going to be able to get up to the front and race with us. And once they got through and I was able to see the speed it was kind of interesting. And, you know, we were actually able to work on our car a little bit more and know better off what we were going to need to run with them. So, yeah, kind of a weird deal. Yeah, you've seen everybody have to start at the back, as many cars start at the back as they did. But, you know, it seemed like for a pretty exciting race having those guys come to the back and try to race their way up.
It's been about a month or so now since you got your win at Daytona, your first career Cup Series win. Now that you've had a while for it to set in, how much do you still think back about getting that first Cup Series victory?
I still think about it every once in a while. You know, I mean, it was a big moment and something I was pretty excited about.
Sure.
And still I'm happy and proud of. But, you know, at this point, I think the focus is definitely on getting more wins. I've been pretty locked in trying to figure out what we need to do to take advantage of some of these tracks we're going to here in the next few weeks. You know, knowing that they're tracks where I've ran well at in the past and JGR runs well at or has run well at for a few years. So I think that's the focus right now. And also the playoffs, you know, we're starting to get really close to the beginning of them and trying to figure out what we're going to have to do as a group and as a team to advance through the first couple of rounds and make sure we're going to, you know, give ourselves a good shot. I hope we can make it to the round eight. I think that'd be a, you know, a really impressive thing for us to do. So that's kind of my goal for the playoffs.
For these next five races that are left here in the regular season, is it more about, you know, going for wins and maybe taking chances, or is it just maybe trying to get a few more playoff points and get plenty of stage points here the rest of the way? What is the bigger goal here in these final five races of the regular season?
Well, it's definitely more wins. You know, we want to win races, but also it's trying to figure out what we're going to have to do to compete with the top three guys, Truex, Harvick, and Kyle. So, obviously with Truex and Kyle being on our group, we're able to, you know, learn from them and kind of see what they do, but we also need to figure out how to close in on Harvick. I feel like he's definitely, you know, the class of the field most weekends and probably was at Pocono again. He had some trouble that kept him out and away from winning the race, but, you know, as a group, I think we're all just trying to work hard towards that and win races and get those playoff points. That's the easiest way to get the playoff points is win races. You get five for doing it.
Yep.
And we just want to hopefully rack up some more of those.
Do you think, since the start of the year, your team or and maybe the Toyotas in general, if you count Martin in this equation, do you think you guys have maybe closed the gap on Harvick and the Fords and Stewart Haas Racing? Do you think you maybe closed the gap on a competition level with those guys?
Yeah, I think we have a little bit. You know, I don't think, being totally honest, I don't think we're all the way there. I think they're still probably a little bit better than us, but we've definitely closed it a lot. I feel like we've done a good job as a group at JGR and Toyota as well to kind of close that gap between between us and them. So we're getting there. You know, they're very fast, and they still choke at times. But I mean, you look at Kyle, and he's won 6 races. Martin's won 3 or 4 races this year. So yeah, our cars are capable of doing it. We just, the execution has to be very high. We can't have a day full of mistakes or things go wrong and still have a shot to win. You know, Harvick had a pretty rough day at Pocono with a lot of things going wrong and losing track position a lot, and he still finished. You know, if there would have been 6 more laps, he may have still won the race. So
yeah,
so we can't have days like that yet, but we're definitely getting there.
So how about this week at Watkins Glen? You've had some success in the Cup and Xfinity Series in your brief time here in the major NASCAR series levels. What do you think about racing at Watkins Glen?
You know, I like the track a lot. I'm just trying to learn more about road course racing, honestly. I got a pretty late start on it compared to a lot of guys. I didn't race my first road course until I was 17, so in trucks in 2014. So I don't have a lot of experience on the road courses you know, just trying to kind of catch up to what these guys in the Cup Series know about them. They're really good guys. Have done it a lot, and they've really kind of got it figured out now. So, just trying to play that game. And you know, Watkins Glen is a little bit, it's challenging, but it's definitely not quite as challenging as Sonoma. It's more of a super speedway of road courses. So, I like that place a little bit more. And you know, excited to go back and at least kind of see where we stack up. I felt like last year we were actually pretty good. We had some brake issues, but we still had a good run. So I think we'll be pretty good here.
Last thing before I let you go, of course, you grew up racing late models, and you still do plenty of late model racing. You're going to be busy, but have you heard about this big $50,000 to win late model race up here near, we're in Buffalo, but just to the north of us in Canada, the Jocasta Motor Speedway? Have you heard about this big $50,000 to win late model race they're having?
I did. Actually, you know, the first time I saw it was where Sterling Marlin was going to come up and run it. So,
yeah.
I saw that. I guess that's coming up here pretty soon. That'd be fun to run. I've never been up there to that track. I guess it used to be Cayuga. Is
yep,
that right?
Yep.
Yeah. So yeah, it'd be fun to run if the right situation worked out. I'd like to make my way up there.
Very good. Well, Eric, best of luck at Watkins Glen and the rest of this season. Thank you so much for the time.
All right. Thanks, man. I appreciate it.
Yep.
There's Eric Jones again. Recorded that on Tuesday with the driver for Joe Gibbs Racing. And again, coming off a strong run last weekend at Pocono. And today he will start in the ninth position. Denny Hamlin on the pole. Great qualifying effort for all of Joe Gibbs Racing. Front row is Denny Hamlin and Kyle Busch, two of the Joe Gibbs Racing drivers. They will lead the field to green here today at Watkins Glen for the GoBowling.com at the Glen. And they're coming out of qualifying. Of course, last week they had all the issues at Pocono with qualifying and the post-qualifying inspection penalties. Well, this week, instead of doing the inspection right after qualifying on Saturday, they didn't wait. They waited till this morning to do the inspection. I believe that's the second time this year they've done it in the Cup Series. So the cars qualified last night after the Xfinity Series race and then kind of sat undercover till this morning. And if you check my Twitter feed, I took some pictures in the garage and all the cars lined up, having to go through the OSS station and everything. And a little bit better results. A couple of cars did fail. I saw the 21 of Menard and the 41 car Kurt Busch. They failed at least once. I think they got through on the second time, so I'm not sure we'll have any penalties on the grid. But it looks like all your top qualifiers, at least, are going to hold their starting positions for today. So Denny and Kyle on the front row. Chase Elliott rolls off third, looking for his first win. Martin Truex starts fourth. Of course, the defending race winner. He's won the last two road course races in NASCAR here at the Glen a year ago, and then Sonoma earlier this year. Excuse me. Kyle Larson rolls off fifth. Joey Logano in sixth. Eric Almirola will start seventh today. AJ Allmendinger, of course, a former winner here at the Glen. He finished second in the Xfinity Series race yesterday, driving for GMS Racing. AJ heard his post-race comments following the Xfinity Series race. Wasn't too thrilled about what they've had so far in practice with the Cup car. He thinks they need a little bit more to be a factor today, but, you know, AJ, quite the talented road racer, and he'll likely be a threat regardless, so he'll roll off eighth today. As I said, Eric Jones ninth. Casey Kane, a nice qualifying effort for Casey in the Levine Family Racing 95. His start 10th today. Ryan Blaney 11th. Michael McDowell, another accomplished road racer, driving for Front Row Motorsports, of course. He rolls off 12th. Then you've got, let's see, notable names. Jimmy Johnson rolls off 14th. Kevin Harvick in 16th. William Byron in 17th. Brad Keselowski in 18th. Clint Bowyer rolls off 19th. Kurt Busch back in 21st. Daniel Suarez, the lone Gibbs card not to perform well in qualifying, he'll go off 23rd. As we said, Alex Bowman, who we'll talk to here in about 8 minutes, he starts 24th. You've got Kenseth today in 28th. Bubba Wallace in 31st today, and 37 cars. We'll take the green. Spencer Gallagher also in the field today for GMS Racing. If not his first Cup start, one of his first Cup starts in his young career for the Xfinity Series race winner from earlier this year in the Xfinity Series. So again, WGR's Fast Track live here from Watkins Glen International will be on until 12 noon. We'll take you to noon. Then it'll be Sal and Nate Geary from Bill's Camp from 12 to 2. And then at 2, we'll pick up live coverage. You won't miss any of the racing, maybe to some of the pre-race from the Motor Racing Network. And we're going to talk to Jeff Striegel from the Motor Racing Network at 11 o'clock coming up. But we're going to step aside here. When we come back, we'll be live with Alex Bowman here at Watkins Glen International as we continue on with Fast Track here on WGR. .10:40 here on WGR Sports Radio 550. WGR's Fast Track coming to you live from Watkins Glen International as we're here for today's GoBowling.com at the Glen special live edition of the program. We're on until 12 noon today, and then we'll head off to Sal and Nate Geary for Bill's training camp report, and then we'll have live flag-to-flag coverage of today's GoBowling.com at the Glen, courtesy of the Motor Racing Network. And the driver that's starting 24th today, driving the Nationwide Children's Hospital number 88 for Hendrick Motorsports, Alex Bowman joins me here in person. Alex, how are you doing this morning?
Good, thanks. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Let's go back. Going back to last weekend at Pocono, first of all, congratulations, a third-place finish, your best finish in the Cup Series, I believe. I know you want to get to a W eventually, but still had to be feeling pretty good coming out of Pocono last week.
Yeah, definitely. We kind of struggled through practice a little bit, didn't have a lot of raw speed and didn't qualify very well, but then we were able to race really well. So kind of seems to be the same trend this week. Hopefully we can race really well this week. But coming out of last week with a good finish was a good confidence builder and good points day for us as well.
Has it been, obviously, your first full year driving the 88 car, taking over for Dale Jr., obviously. What has it been, making yourself better, or has it been you and your team and your crew chief, Greg Ives, just getting used to driving the Camaro and getting the Camaro better? What's been the bigger challenge this year?
Yeah, I think the biggest challenge has been kind of for all the Hendrick cars to get our cars better. You know, we started the year pretty far off of where we needed to be, and we've made huge improvements. So I think that's been really good. Other than that, I feel like Greg and I hit the ground running pretty well. The team's clicking pretty well. Everybody's doing a good job. So on the team side of things, I think we're doing a great job. We've been clicking away at getting our race cars better, and I think it's paid off the last couple weeks. Obviously, Chase was really fast yesterday, so that's really encouraging. Now I just got to go do my job.
What happened there in qualifying? So you're 12th fastest in the final practice, but 24th in qualifying. Was it? What happened there on your qualifying lap?
Nothing big, just we picked up a little bit from practice and other guys picked up some more. So definitely pretty frustrating to qualify that poorly. I thought we'd be a little better than that. But it's part of it. We didn't qualify very well in Sonoma either, and we came home with a solid top 10. So I think we have a shot at doing that. Greg will be smart on the pit box and got to keep the fenders on it and go from there.
What is your where do you stand on road course racing in NASCAR? You like it, love it, in the middle? Hate it.
I enjoy it. I get frustrated because I don't feel like I'm very good at it.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, in the other situations I've been in, driving for other teams, I feel like I haven't really been able to learn that much about it just because of the situations I've been in. So coming here with Hendrick Motorsports is kind of like starting over again.
Yeah.
And I haven't been to the Glen in 3 years, so that's been a little bit of a learning curve. And they've repaved it since I've been here. A lot's changed. So. Just trying to kind of catch back up on everything, but it's been a good weekend so far. Having Nationwide Children's Hospital on the car is really cool, and having Bryce in here has been a lot of fun. So I told him if I win, he can keep the trophy. So we got a lot of work to do to make that happen, but if it happens, it'd be pretty special.
Tell us about Bryce and who's this with you at the races this
weekend. So he's a Nationwide Children's Hospital patient champion. It's really cool to have him here, him and his family. Seem like they're having a lot of fun. He's got a little die-cast car that he's just over the moon to have and running around with it. So he's just kind of been hanging out. So it's really cool to have him here, and always special to have somebody like that have their name on the car.
And, of course, the car looks phenomenal. Special paint scheme today with Nationwide Children's Hospital. Always the 88 car always looks great. You had the Philly Eagles on the car last week at Pocono. And that was a pretty good program you guys put together with that.
Yeah, for sure. Last week was cool. We went to the Eagles training camp before the race. And then, obviously, there's a lot of Eagles fans up there in Pocono.
Yep.
So that was pretty neat. And then to come here with the Children's Hospital car, we went to the Children's Hospital this week. And it's just a great cause to be a part of. It's really puts things in perspective and is very humbling. So I think the car looks great. And it's always special to have it, have them on the car.
Alex Bowman joining us live here from Watkins Glen, starting 24th today in the Hendrick Motorsports number 88. We've got five races left here in the regular season, Alex, and you're right in the hunt trying to make the playoffs in your first full season here with Hendrick Motorsports. What's your goal here for these next five races?
Hopefully go out and win.
Yes.
So it gets a little less stressful. But,
right.
I mean, other than that, we just got to do the best job we can. You know, I kind of knew that this was probably going to be one of the rougher ones.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully I can get a little better here in the race and do a little better job for my guys. I know our race car is quite a bit better than when we qualified it. So just got to get after it. But at the same time, you know, the guys we're racing around are all starting behind us. So.
Yeah.
If we can stay out of trouble and still have a good solid points day, that's really all that matters.
One of these races coming up, is there one of these five that you kind of circled that you're going to, you know, maybe try and swing for the fences? Is it the Darlington Bristol? Is there a race here you're going to try and maybe go for a home run?
You know, anywhere we get a win. So every week. But Bristol, we were really strong. We had a solid top five day there earlier this year. The 17 runs really strong there as well. So that's going to be a good one for us. I think anytime a Hendrick car goes to Indy, you know, it's a special place.
Mm-hmm.
Jeff's won there a ton of times. So, that'd be a good one for us. Darlington's a lot of fun. Michigan Hendrick horsepower under the hood is always good. So, like I said, kind of anywhere we go.
Course taking over for Dale Jr. this year, and this weekend a lot of drivers in the Cup and Xfinity Series sporting some special driving gloves, and that's helping out, I believe, one of Dale Jr.'s charities. Tell us about that with the driving gloves today.
Yeah, so really cool to be wearing the skeleton gloves. I think there's like 36 of us wearing them,
mm-hmm.
so it's a special deal to be a part of. I'm going to sign one, and Dale's going to sign one. Every driver's doing it,
mm-hmm.
and then they're getting auctioned off after the race. And I think it all goes to the Nationwide Children's Hospital.
Oh, okay.
So, so it's that's a really special thing to be a part of. You know, the Dale Jr. Foundation and the Nationwide Children's Hospital both do great things. And like I said, we were just up there this week, and it really puts things in perspective to go up there and hang out and see what's going on. And it's a very special place for sure.
I'm sure you get asked this more than anything, but Dale's, you know, working with NBC right now, but. How often do you talk to him? Does he debrief with you at all, a little bit, help you, give you some pointers with the 88 car?
Really depends where we're at. You know, we talked about Watkins Glen a little bit this week, but he had a rough year last year too. So,
yeah.
You know, going to a super speedway, you really lean on Dale.
Dale's
one of the best super speedway racers ever. So you obviously got to lean on him for that. And anywhere you go, he's definitely got advice, but he's also a busy guy. He's a dad now and got another full-time job. So try not to take too much of his time, but it's always good to have him there to help out.
Last thing, we're out here in the motorhome lot. We're sitting on a golf cart doing this interview. It's kind of funny, but I don't live the NASCAR life. It's neat to see all the motor, be in the motorhome lot here, but what's it like with your home away from home here?
Yeah, it's... this is part of the life. When I drove for smaller teams, I always stayed in a hotel and sat in race traffic and got cut off by angry NASCAR fans trying to get into the track every weekend. There were countless times I thought I was going to miss the driver's meeting and was having to cut people off and getting flipped off all the way in. And I'm like, come on, I'm just trying to go do my job. But
just hang the helmet out the window. They'll get the idea.
Yeah. So there's nobody worse to sit in traffic with than a NASCAR fan, especially after a NASCAR race.
Sure. Because
they all think they're Jeff Gordon. So they're all – they just watched a race. They're ready to go.
Yeah.
And they're amped up, ready to get home. But, no, so this is – much nicer than sitting in traffic all morning to get here.
I'm a short track announcer, so I get like that. I'll be listening to MRN, especially like a Talladega, and I'll be on a three-way somewhere, and I probably go up about 10 miles an hour. But, Alex, I know you got a busy morning. Thank you so much for the time. Best of luck today. Hopefully you can have a good, strong finish here to the regular season and get into the postseason.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Appreciate the time. Alex Bowman from Hendrick Motorsports joining us live here on WGR's Fast Track. And we're going to step aside here. We're gonna get off of Alex's golf cart. He's got to do some media availability in the media center, I believe. And, Mike, we're going to step aside here for a couple minutes. We'll come back and wrap up this hour and then get ready to talk to Jeff Striegel from the Motor Racing Network. So we'll be right back in a couple of minutes here on WGR. .10:53 here on WGR Sports Radio 550. Dave Buchanan and WGR's Fast Track live here from Watkins Glen International. Today's GoBowling.com at the Glen. As Rob Thomas famously said, man, it's a hot one. And I'm sure back home in Western New York, it's steamy, and it's steamy here today at Watkins Glen. Don't think they're going to need to bring the rain tires out, though, like they did yesterday during the Xfinity Series race. As we were talking to Brent Wentz at the beginning of the show, they had to the race started in the dry, then they had a brief shower to put the rain tires on, and then had to take them off, go back to the slicks. But I don't think that's going to be an issue today. I think we'll be sunny but hot here at the Glen, and you're going to see a lot of cars slipping and sliding around the track here this afternoon for today's GoBowling.com at the Glen, as should be a obviously road course racing in the Cup Series has become so thrilling here in the last couple of years, going back to that famous finish between Kyle Busch and Brad Keselowski and Marcus Ambrose. That last lap finish could get us a repeat of that here today, and it'll be interesting where the winner comes from. Is it going to be the big three? Is it going to be Kyle, Kevin, or Truex, or is it going to be somebody else in the field? Martin Truex is coming in here, winner of the last two road course races. He's starting up front. Kyle and the Gibbs Toyotas have been strong all weekend long, and a lot of people are picking them to win today potentially, so it's going to be a lot of fun. Again, we'll have live flag-to-flag coverage of the race. Our coverage is going to start at 2 o'clock this afternoon after Nate and Sal are done out of Bill's camp, and we'll have the Motor Racing Network broadcast right here on WGR. And speaking of MRN, joining us when we get to the 11 o'clock top of the hour, Jeff Striegel is going to join us from MRN when we get back here on Fast Track on WGR.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.